This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
It's the Surrey Storm podcast with Mizuno. Great to speak to Grace Sullivan. And Grace, how do you think the season's going so far?
I think it's going great. I think it's almost a different team from last year. I think we've almost upset the status quo. People didn't actually think that we'd be performing the way we are right now. And it's definitely a really good vibe in camp and within the girls and the fans, especially being back home at Surrey Sports Park. Yeah, it's going great. I feel like everyone's enjoying it. Getting wins under our belt is just a really good feeling, and also like protecting our home ground again, which is a really good experience.
Two of the teams, Storm, are almost one that they almost want to try and get a victory out of the games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think we're oblivious to it, that we know that teams come and they think they can pick 3 points off of us. But I think this season we've definitely proved that that is not the case whatsoever. I feel like week in, week out, we're improving on performances, especially ones that we can be proud of at home as well, which means teams really have to step up when they come and play us, both home and away. I think we've definitely got some sort of presence with us, especially with Peace in there, and also the girls in defence are doing really well. I think halfway through the season, people realise that it's not just going to rock up and you can take 3 points of us. They'll have to put out their best performances to take them points.
Yeah, we've had a couple of really, really close results. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I feel like we can compete with anyone in the league now, whether that be a top two or top four team. I feel like we're putting out performances that we can get the wins out of big teams. I think for us, we have almost hit a point where when we come so close, it feels a lot worse because we know that we could get wins and people don't expect it from Storm, and we know that we can beat them people, but when it just comes so close, it's just that feeling of we could have just one little change in the game could have got us that win.
Mickey is obviously continuing to grow your game, so what are you picking up from her on a weekly basis?
Oh, loads. I mean, I feel like week in, week out, like I always leave training learning something new. And I think just working, like her allowing us to work consistently in the defence unit and also against Peace, putting me against her week in, week out in training. And her giving me feedback all the time is great because it means that I have something to focus on when I go into training. And she does really pick me up on that stuff. So it's almost pushing me to be the best netballer I can.
And not just her, but I mean, you'll be learning from the rest of the team as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with having the likes of like Leah and Feli and Alima around, and also our training partners, it's great. We've such a competitive team within the training environment. It just, you're always being pushed, and I'm always picking up little things from each individual as they all play very different games. And then also, even though learning a lot, obviously, from defence, you actually learn so much off of shooters as well. So getting to play against Peace 2 times a week in training has improved my game massively.
What about that play and study, or the work and study balance? Is that tricky for you, or how
yeah.
does that go?
I think because I'm actually in my final year, the work rate has obviously upped massively, but it is tricky, but I love it. Netball's that one thing where I can go and just completely forget everything that I've done during the day and just release any stress, any thoughts, anything. Just I don't think about it. I turn up to training and all I think about is throwing and catching a ball and also trying to do my best. So I actually love balancing it. This has definitely been the hardest year for me, both physically and mentally, trying to juggle it all. But the team and the girls and Mickey and the coaching staff have been really supportive, and they understand what I need. And that's almost put a a real relax on it. I don't get stressed about things that are unnecessarily need to get stressed about.
If we look at the rest of the league, I mean, Thunder are out there. They've had a really strong season, and some of the amount of goals they're scoring in games is just absolutely ridiculous in a nice way.
Yeah, I mean, they're consistently performing week in, week out, and they are a very, very strong side. There's no doubt about that. And they seem to get the results that they want, or even pushing on towards, obviously, breaking the records of goals scored in the game and stuff. So fair play to them. They're doing well. But I think this year has definitely seen the most competitive league that we've seen. Teams are challenging everyone week in, week out. And it's quite an unpredictable year this season this year.
As we talk, Sirens and Mavs also have that game in hand over Storm. But like you said, it is still at crucial end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure where Mickey heard this, but she said yesterday that there's about 3 points between all those fighting for third and ninth. So it's a really, really crucial time of the season at the moment. I mean, we know as a team that we need to go into these games and put in really good performances that we need to be proud of. And hopefully then the scoreline will take its own and we'll get them 3 points. So it is really close. We just need to take every game at a time. We're not rushing into anything or looking ahead. I know that we only have about 12 sessions left of training, which is flown by. And I can't actually believe we're at this point. But at the moment, we're just taking it game by game, training session by training session, and hopefully the results will go away.
I don't know if you saw, but Netball Super League Twitter reminded me of the Helen Housby last second goal v Storm in 2014 final 8 years ago. Cheers for that.
I know.
Where were you at the time?
I was at home. Well, I was only 14. But I remember it. I remember watching it. I mean, that's probably the year that I started to get into netball a lot more, because I did balance a lot of sports at the same time, football being my main one. But I was in Storm at that point. I was in there under, I think I was in there under 17 maybe. But yeah, I was watching it, obviously cheering Storm on. But, you know, Helen Housby, she's not unknown for that kind of thing.
It must have been the first game that I'd ever properly watched. And it was from that moment that I just decided to really follow the sport, and particularly Storm. So, yeah. It was one of those. And I was like, oh, great for that. And the good thing is, I did eventually speak to Helen on the podcast and got her to apologise for that goal. So I found the audio yesterday and played it to myself to make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I think some of us Storm fans need to hear that as well.
The good thing is, end of the season awards are finally going to be back with Mizuno. We can check Facebook for more info on that. So that'd be something at the end of the season just looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, who's not going to love, like, your whole team and family and friends all there supporting along with some of the fans? I mean, it's not something I haven't experienced, because obviously this is my only second season in the Super League, and obviously last year was very different. So I'm really excited to just get everyone together, also get dressed up in not netball dresses or shorts and a training top. So it would be good. But to have obviously my family there, and then also my friends and the whole team there, along with some of the fans, will just be a really great experience and a good way to end the season to what at the moment is being really, really enjoyable.
It's definitely going to be a great night, and there's bound to be something where there's been a play of the season or something like that. And I saw a wonderful move from the Spring Showdown, and I thought, oh, that's definitely you, ready to vote for you. And then I realised it was Frankie. So The pair of you having the same hair, are you doing it on purpose to help each other out?
Yeah, I know. I feel like we need to confuse people a bit. So
that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Might start marking me. And so it was actually tactical, that's why.
Surrey Storm Netball online and on Facebook as well. And Grace, in the meantime, thanks for your time.
No, thank you for having me. And it's been great.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.